Okay, so let that bell just be an invitation to connect to the sounds around you. So just tuning into whatever sounds you can hear around you. Sounds that are close, sounds that are far away. Noticing the movement of sound, how they come into the awareness, and how they move into and out of the awareness. The attention can stretch a little bit outward. So usually our attention is quite narrow. And just notice how the awareness as it receives sound kind of stretches outwards a little bit. It's like widening the attention. Just to take in sounds, attention stretching to take in the sounds. Sounds close, sounds far away. And even notice maybe like the furthest away sound you can hear. Noticing now the space between sounds. It's like the sounds are moving through this ocean of silence, like the depth is the silence. And then the sounds kind of appear in this ocean of silence, and they arise, and they have their life, and then they dissolve. So notice the silence, the space between the sounds. And of course, you might start thinking, the attention moves into the mind, into the thinking mind, and just without any fuss, without too much effort, just keep coming back to sound. And then see if you can just notice the space between the sounds. Noticing the silence between the sounds, and also noting the space between thoughts. So if thoughts arise, just noticing the space between the thoughts. So we're tuning into the void, the emptiness. Every time you hear a sound, just notice the silence around the sound. It's like the sounds are bubbling up through from the silence. And how that dissolves back into the silence. What remains in the silence is the absence of sound. And the same with thoughts. What remains in the space between thoughts is the absence, the stillness, the depth, the void, the emptiness. So what remains? What remains in the silence? Can we rest there? Just noticing how in this ocean of silence, it's like a formless ocean. It's like an emptiness, a void. It's quite dark, mysterious. And this is the pure beingness, kind of ocean of beingness, where there's no time and no self, there's just presence. See if you can draw the attention out to the whole body now. Feeling the whole body resting here. It's like an expansive attention that feels the whole body, the whole body. Like an aliveness in the whole body. In the same way, just feel how the attention can be as wide as the body. It's like you feel this body as a energetic field of pure aliveness. Fingers tingling. It's like as if the mind is a handful of salt and the body is a really huge vessel, like a really big vase of warm water, and you can just release that mind, release that handful of salt into this body of warm water, and it can dissolve. So the mind dissolves all the way throughout the body, the attention pooling all the way around the body from the top of the head right to the fingertips and even in the back of the body. Can feel the attention pooling into the back of the body also. The dark, mysterious depths. And again, noticing sounds around the body, sounds within the body. This ocean of aliveness, this ocean of beingness is also within the body. It's like this ocean of energy within the body, the whole body. And then as things arise, thoughts arise, sounds arise, and they have their life, and then they dissolve back into this ocean of beingness, this ocean of energy that's much deeper. So it's a bit like the waves on an ocean. So there's this ocean of silence, or there's this ocean of the energy body. And forms arise like waves. So it might be a thought, it might be a sound, it might be a feeling. And then it dissolves back into this vast, limitless, boundless, mysterious depth, the stillness, the formless. This sea of being has an oceanic quality to it. What remains in the silence? What remains in the space between thoughts? What remains when the mind is quiet and the attention pools in the body? So again, remembering there's really not anything to do here. We're just tuning into the moments in between sounds, the moments in between thoughts. So feeling that depth, that vastness, And just let yourself feel as if you're dropping down into this ocean, deeper down into this ocean of silence, of beingness. Taking all your time. It's quite dark here. It's like moving through layers. It's like the top of the ocean has all of these waves and the movement and the swells and the big waves, small waves, but it's all just ocean. So dropping down into that liquid form. And you'll arrive first at the heart layer of this ocean. So you're arriving in this subtle layer of the heart. Just see if you can breathe into the heart space there and notice there's a stillness there, a depth, a mystery, a darkness, an emptiness. And it's vast, this space. It's inclusive, it's radically inclusive. You can almost feel as if when you breathe into the heart, it's expanding. The heart itself can open to the size of the ocean. And breathing also into the back of the body and just feeling the back of the heart there, the spaciousness, the depth. Just resting there. I'm just dropping a little inquiry into that vast, oceanic, limitless space. And just drop it. You don't need to answer. You don't need to search for anything in the mind. You just drop it into the vast depth, this ocean layer of the heart. Just say, asking gently, who am I when I'm not thinking? In these spaces in between, these spaces in between thoughts, these spaces in between sound, who am I now? What am I when there's no thought? In this spacious emptiness, when the mind is still, what remains? Moving down now into the belly layer of this ocean. So if you kind of, without switching to your minds, but if you just sense into the what the ocean is like, it gets darker and darker and deeper and stiller and there's less and less there. If you went really deep down into the ocean, it would get darker and stiller and emptier. So moving down into this layer of the belly or the womb space, just sensing into the darkness, the void, the emptiness there, the vastness. Resting there. And again, you might feel this, you might experience this in the body, in the energy body, so it might feel like there's a sort of energetic, oceanic quality inside the body also. It's this ocean is without form, it's without boundaries, without separation, without division, so it's both the body and everything around the body. So you might also feel it inside the body, this ocean of energy within the body also, and without. There's no boundary, there's no separation. It's the place where all things merge, where all things dissolve. The deep heart, the deep womb space, the womb of awareness, that which holds all of it, that which receives all of it. Dropping down into that vast, deep ocean and into the belly layer of the ocean. You can put a hand on the belly if it helps. If you feel the mind sort of narrowing, just see if you can cast that handful of salt that is the mind. See if you can just cast that handful of salt back into that vase of warm water and feel the mind dissolving throughout the body. So the mind, the attention pulls through each corner, each cell of the being into the fingertips. It's like a dissolving down into the body, into the energy body, and a resting there. This formless ocean is the source of all creation. All forms arise in this, have their life, and then they subside back into the ocean. Okay, so feeling that formlessness, we can do this through just noticing the way that the breath arises with the in-breath, and it moves through the body, and it releases back into the ocean. Noticing how the breath arises. And it has a peak like a wave, and then it just dissolves back into the ocean. So noticing also at the end of the exhalation, the end of the out-breath, there's a pause and everything dissolves back into this oceanic quality. Noticing that still point at the end of the exhalation. And resting in the energy body. This energetic field of aliveness through the body. The wave rises with the inhale. With the exhale, the wave dissolves back into the ocean, noticing that it's all water. Noticing the pause at the end of the exhalation, the end of the out-breath. And where does it go? It dissolves. Everything dissolves back into the ocean. Noticing the space between breaths, the space at the top of the inhale, the space at the end of the exhale. Noticing the still point, the space between sounds, the space between thoughts, space between breaths. The breath arises and subsides without you needing to do anything. And it has its life and it dissolves. And all the while you remain unchanged. What remains? What remains at the end of that breath? The silence, the depth, the stillness. So in the same way, every thought arises, every emotion arises, every feeling, sensation. And can we allow that in the same way as the breath arises and dissolves? Can we let them move in the same way as we let the breath move? Arising, having its life, dissolving. Noticing the forms, noticing the waves. And then noticing the beingness, the ocean of beingness that remains unchanged beneath. What is this? What remains? What remains in the silence between the bird songs? So just noticing how you can keep moving deeper. You can move down into the layer of the heart. And there's a depth and a stillness there. Without searching for it, just allowing that deepening down into the heart layer of the ocean. That oceanic quality, both within the body and without, it's all one. This is the heart, the vast limitless place where all things merge. Where everything belongs, where everything seeps down into this mystery. Just feel how the awareness can pool there. And how we can move deeper into the belly, into the womb space. Feeling this whole body, how the awareness can expand into the whole body. And of course, the awareness narrows, so it'll want to just focus on the breath, or focus on the thought, or focus on the sound, but then notice how, just like that handful of salt that can be released back into the warm water, the whole of the attention can dissolve into the whole body, into this whole beingness. It's like the heart can stretch out to the size of the ocean, and the body can stretch out to the size of the ocean. The awareness pools into each corner of our being. Just just experiencing this whole body as a vast field of aliveness. And again, asking that question, what remains? It's like we drop it. It's just a question I can inquire. We just drop it into the body and then we stand back. What remains when the mind is quiet in the spaces in between? Who am I when I'm not thinking? Okay, so in the last minute of the meditation, just tuning into how the body feels now. Noticing how it feels when the attention dissolves and pools into this vast ocean of the body, which is in fact the true self, the true formless self. Before we narrow into thoughts and emotions and into forms, when we release back into this oceanic quality of the body, of the self, and notice this body is in this ocean of being, just knowing how we can always drop down here, that this is our true home, this is our true self, this is our true nature. Formless, the vast, that which is at one with all creation, where there's no separation, no division. Just noticing this, knowing this is the true home, true self, true nature. Where all things belong. Nothing is pulled out, pulled apart, separated. This vast deep ocean where all things dissolve, all things merge. This is the true heart. Where all of us belongs. Where we meet with all things, all of creation. Just noticing how this ocean holds the stars, and it holds the sky, and it holds the earth, and it holds all beings, all plants, all creatures, is in this one vast field of awareness. And it holds us all here together as well, so sensing into this one vast ocean of being which holds all of us mums sitting here together. Before we become separate, before we go into ideas of who's right and who's wrong and who's good and who's bad and who's better and who's worse, just notice that depth that holds everything without division, without separation, without distinction. This is the true heart. Just noticing how that feels in the body. Giving thanks or any gratitude, appreciation for yourself, for your practice, for being here, for all that's arisen in your practice. And may any goodness, any well-being, any sense of peace, stillness that has been cultivated in your practice, may it be shared out. If it feels like there's some peace or stillness or tenderness that's arisen in the body during the practice, may that fill now the whole body, and may there be plenty of it, and may that expand outwards from this body and be shared outwards above and below and to the both sides, in all directions, to all beings everywhere. May all beings know this fundamental oneness, this sense of infinite belonging, vastness, limitless. May all beings share in the fruit of this practice.